rabbi, the Pope, and the ghost of Jeff Beck. Walk in to the Pope.
Ladies and gents, there's a signal failure at debtor's prison, apparently due to leave on the line, so we might be sat here for another minute or two. London Transport apologises for any disruption of your travel plan.
Boy, I sure hope this isn't typical. I've been in London about 4 hours now, just flew over from Chicago on business. You look like someone I'd enjoy talking to.
Help yourself. So, all alone in cotton, then?
Cotton?
On the pool, love. Cotton wool, you see. Rhyming slang.
Oh, yeah. I read about that on the plane. A sort of secret language criminals in the East End use to make themselves incomprehensible.
If you say so, Ducky.
In the in-flight magazine about rhyming slang, they gave China for friend as an example. China plate rhymes with mate.
Clever bloke. Fancy buying me a glass of purple?
Purple. Grape juice?
Champagne, Ducky. Purple rain. Dom Perignon if you're hoping for a bit of winter.
Winter?
Winter horse, Ducky. Posh people here have different horses for every season. A spring horse, an autumn, a winter.
Winter horse? I'm not sure I...
Intercourse, Ducky. I imagine you've got an adequate classic.
I'm finding this kind
classic
of...
Classic rock, innit? The Rolling Stones, Ducky. The Who, Zeppelin and that. Any good at Charles, love? You're gonna need to be.
So Charles is the part that doesn't rhyme with whatever you're trying to say. So it wouldn't be Prince Charles, or King Charles, or whatever he calls himself now. I need to think of someone whose first name is Charles.
You might try Charles Mingus, love.
Never heard of him.
A great jazz bassist and composer, Ducky.
Whoa. Are you saying what I think?
Your best China, Ducky, hang on. Yeah, did finally get the results. Baby's death age, man. No, they said the degree of certainty was 99.999%. Jaden? Ah, he'll be furious. But not if we don't tell him, innit? Yes, I know Jermaine's black and Jaden ain't. I'm not thick, Tracy, am I? But the wedding's going ahead. I've already hired the venue and sent out the invitations and that. Well, if you feel morally compromised, don't bloody come, innit? Hang up on me, innit? With a bestie and about to be sister-in-law like her, who needs enemies?
So, what work do you do?
You yanks. Don't you think that's a bit personal?
It's important you understand that Transport for London really is fantastically contrite about this. We appreciate that at least a few of you may have important medical appointments you've had to wait months for because the NHS is disgracefully underfunded, and now you might miss them and have to wait several more months, assuming the NHS doesn't collapse entirely, which it might with the bloody Tories in charge. Oh, I know. I'm not meant to editorialise like this during passenger announcements, but there comes a time when a man can no longer pretend he doesn't see what's going on and feels compelled to raise his voice. To say, no, this simply isn't good enough. Our passengers deserve better. Oh, marvellous, I'm now advised that there's a signal failure in 2D, or maybe it's Barking or Dorking or another one of the Gerard names. Woking for the woke crowd. That was a joke, you see.
The conductor was played by Stephen Lanigan O'Keefe. The Chavette passenger was Kate Hargrave. And the American was, you guessed it, me, John Mendelsohn.
Wake up, Ms. and Mr. Britain. 2019 wants its technology standard for broadband cellular networks back. Come over to Septic Cellular and enjoy the miracle that is 6G, so fast that you can download a mindless 2-hour comic book superhero movie before the script has even been written. Get the let out, Sharon and Nigel. Time waits for no man, woman, or non-binary. Put the pedal to the metal. Septic Cellular.
You might try Charles Mingus, love.